Probably the most important question anyone can ask of themselves is, how can I be right with God? Now, my message this morning is found in verse 6 of John chapter 14. Here, Jesus is answering a question given by Thomas in verse 5. Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And Jesus answers, I am the way. Now, notice the definite article, the way. The way is personified. Jesus is himself the way. The verse begins and ends with personal pronouns, I and me. And then he indicates in verse 6 where he is going, to the Father. He has already stated this in verse 2, I am going to my Father's house to prepare a place for you. He says it at the end again of verse 12. He is going to the Father. So you are brought to God. You are made right with God by a person. Not by a power, not by a principle, but by a person. We have peace with God. We are reconciled to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ who will bring you to God. He himself is the way. Jesus is the way to God. Now, the way is exclusive. The way to God is an exclusive way. Jesus looks across the upper room. He makes eye contact with Thomas and he says, I am the way. Get your eyes off everything else but me. Only I can bring you to the Father. You say you don't know where I am going. You don't know the way. Your head is full of queries and full of doubts. But look at me. You know me. I will bring you safely there. Trust me, says Jesus. So Jesus comforts Thomas by pointing him to himself. In verse 7, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. And then he says, NIV, from now on you do know him and have seen him. What's Jesus saying? He is saying you have never fully grasped what I have been teaching you. But now I'm stating it plainly. To know me is to know the Father. To love me is to love the Father. To be in fellowship with me, Thomas, is to be in fellowship with the Father. To come to me is to come to the Father. I am the way. Now this morning, all who come to God, all who are right with God, come through Jesus. I want you to imagine a sheet of paper. And I'm going to make three statements. And next to these three statements, there are two boxes that you have to tick. You either tick agree or disagree. Here are the three statements. My good living will not bring me to God. Agree or disagree? My religious practices will not bring me to God. Agree or disagree? My charitable giving will not bring me to God. So if you ticked your three boxes, Augusta's top lady ticked, agreed to each one. Listen to his testimony. Not the labours of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Now turn over your imaginary sheet of paper. And again, tick, agree, or disagree. The Lord Jesus Christ, plus my good living, will bring me to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, plus my religious practices, will bring me to God. The Lord Jesus Christ plus my charitable giving will bring me to God. Now I trust that you ticked disagree for each of those statements, because Christ alone will bring you to God. Since you would be saved, since you would be right with God, you must embrace this word alone. Once you add to Christ, you take away from Christ, you discredit Christ. You are saying, in effect, that Christ is not sufficient to save me. And that is blasphemous. To be a Christian is to put all of your trust in Christ alone. Look again at the text. I am the way. No one comes to the Father except by me. It is his blood that will cleanse you, his righteousness that must clothe you, his prayers intercede for you. He alone is preparing a place for you, and it is he who will come again and receive you and bring you to the Father, and it is he alone who will save you from hell's torments. When Jesus died, he triumphantly cried out, "It is finished. Finished. Finished." The price is paid. All is done. Finished. Nothing but nothing needs to be added. The good news of the Christian message is done, not do. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Would you be right with God? All that is necessary for you this morning to be right with Holy God is done and finished. Jesus did it. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby you must be saved. The way is exclusive. So we need to ask the question, why is this? Why is Jesus the only way to God? Aren't there so many other religions showing another way? Why is Jesus the only way to God? Now, there are three parts to the answer of this question. The first part is this. The way Jesus is God. In verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the life." And life here is a noun, not an objective, an adjective rather. Back in the Old Testament, Moses asks God, "What's your name?" And God says to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Now when God says I am, he is saying I am self-sufficient. I have my being from myself. All life is derived from me. All life is dependent on me. I am the fountain of life, unchangeable and eternal, not dependent on another. I am who I am. Who are you, God? What's your name? I am. Turn, if you would, to chapter 8 of John and verse 58. And you see that Jesus takes this name to himself. The Jews have just said in verse 57, "You are not yet 50 years old. Jesus replies, "Before Abraham was born, I am." Now, Jesus is the source of life. He has life in himself. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. But he's not only the source of life, he is the giver of life to his people. Whoever believes in him has eternal life. I give my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. And the life that he gives is abundant life. That word eternal is not just speaking of quantity, it's speaking of quality of life. It's not just life that is forever and ever. John 10:10, I have come that they might have life and have it to the full, have it more abundantly. Now death means separation from God. Life means fellowship with God. Now this is life eternal, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. The way is exclusive because the way is God. Now stay with this thought for a little bit longer. John, in his gospel, aims at showing that the true God became a man. That's a stupendous thought. But that's what John sets out to do in his gospel. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And Jesus in John's gospel regularly mentions his pre-existence. What if you see the man, Son of Man, ascend to where he was before? I am from above. I am not from this world. Before Abraham was, I am. They knew. He says, Jesus says of his disciples, they knew with certainty that I came from you. He speaks of his pre-existence. But he also speaks of his deity. I and the Father are one. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. When a believer looks at me, he sees the one who sent me. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus is the mirror of the Father, the image of the invisible God, God revealed, God manifested in a man, in flesh. And so Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Why this exclusive claim? Because the way is God. And now we ask another question. Why does the way need to be God? And the answer is because God is infinite. He has no limits. He has no boundaries. He is all embracing, immeasurably great. Now, when you sin, you sin against him. It is an infinite offence. There is no such thing as a little sin or a white lie. You sin every time you sin against an infinite God. And such sin must be punished. And the punishment must fit the crime. The punishment must be of infinite value. And so, the Bible speaks of everlasting destruction, eternal punishment, unquenchable fire. Their torment rises forever and ever. Now this is horrendous. But how could it be otherwise? Now answer this question. Where can you find someone to pay your debt? To bear the infinite punishment that you deserve. And if you're not a Christian, it's coming your way. Where? There's no one. God alone is infinite. So Jesus came. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. He spared not his only Son, but delivered him up for us all. Listen to Charles Wesley. O love divine, what have you done? The immortal God has died for me, the Father's co-eternal Son bore all my sin upon the tree. The immortal God for me has died. His mystery all, the immortal dies. What a heinous abomination sin must be. Only God, in the person of his Son, could pay the price. Now listen to what Jesus says. And can I say respectfully, listen carefully. Indeed, turn to it yourself. It's in chapter 8 and verse 24. And if you're not a Christian, these words are very solemn. And I trust heart searching. 8:24. Jesus is speaking. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins. Do you believe the claims that Jesus makes to be God? And if you do, go to Calvary. See his anguish. Hear his cries. And know it was for you. There was no other good enough. to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let you in. Why is Jesus the only way to God? Because he is God. Now the second answer to the question, why is it an exclusive way, is because the way Jesus is man, perfect man. In our text, Jesus says, I am the truth. Now he is the true God, but also he is true man. The Word was made flesh, or made man, and made his dwelling among us. So here he is in the upper room with his disciples. They have now been with him 3 years. They have heard him. They have seen him with their own eyes. Their hands have touched him. And here in the upper room, he takes the servant role. He takes a towel. He wraps it round his waist. He pours water into a basin. Then he washes their feet and dries them with the towel. The Bible says he appeared in a body. God manifested in flesh. He is God incarnate. And he is a man in the upper room among men. I am the truth. David was a great king, but he was only a shadow of the true king, Jesus. Moses was a great prophet. But he was only a shadow of the true prophet, Jesus. Aaron was a priest, but he was only a shadow of the true high priest, Jesus. Jesus is truth in a person, truth in reality. Shortly, Pilate is going to ask Jesus, what is truth? The answer's here. I am the truth. The man who stands before you, Pilate, is truth. I am truth in a person. Well, why must the way be a man? Well, God, being just and righteous, must punish sin. But why must the Saviour of sinners be a man? Why must he who is God become man? Well, the same nature that sins must make satisfaction, must make restitution. Man has sinned against God, and man must pay the debt. Sin must be punished in the nature which is guilty. Now, the wages of sin is death. Sin equals the death penalty, separation from God forever. Now Jesus became man to do the will of God on your behalf. And Jesus regularly speaks of the cross as the vital hour for which he came. Listen again as we go through John's Gospel, chapter 2. My time, or my hour, has not yet come. Chapter 7. No one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. Chapter 8. No one seized him because his hour had not yet come. Chapter 12. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Chapter 13. Jesus knew that the hour had come to leave the world. And in his high priestly prayer in chapter 17, he begins, Father, the hour has come. Speaking of his cross, the reason for his being here, dealing with your sin and my sin. Jesus became a man, and as a perfect man, he satisfied the justice of God. As he bears your sin, he pays your penalty, he suffers your hell. And doing all of this, he is showing you God's love for you. And this leads to a further consideration, the last one and briefly. Why is Jesus the only way to God? Because the way is the God-man. The debt you owe is beyond you. The sacrifice offered must be of infinite value in order to cleanse from infinite sin. And while you alone owe it, only God can pay it. And the person who pays must be both God and man. In Christ, two natures were necessary: a human nature to suffer and die, and a divine nature to give it infinite value. The way, who is God, became man, that you might be reconciled to God, made right with God. God himself, in the death of Christ, paid the price for your sin. And in Christ, he satisfies his own just demands. He takes the initiative. He pays the penalty. He placates the wrath of God. Why is Jesus the only way to the Father? The only way to God? Only one who is both God and man could achieve your salvation. He only could unlock the gates of heaven and let you in. Will you come to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning as a bankrupt sinner? Throw yourself on Christ alone for salvation, for acceptance with God. Will you pray a prayer something like this? Lord, I know I'm lost, guilty, and under judgment. My righteousnesses are as filthy rags in your sight. Vile and full of sin I am. I have nothing to pay with, nothing to offer you. Nothing in my hand I bring. I look solely to your Son, Jesus Christ, his perfect obedience, his sinless nature, his atoning death, his cleansing blood, his glorious resurrection, his constant intercession. This is to begin as a Christian, looking to Christ alone. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me."